Hi, Neil Lazarus here, and welcome to another podcast. Events in the Ukraine are developing so quickly, I think it would be pointless for me to try and give you up to date who's being attacked, where, how, and what are the Russian forces doing. I'm going to do something else, which I think you'll find very useful. Look, as a political scientist, I always joke with my historian friends that they actually have a very easy time because they write about something that happened. I'm a political scientist, a political commentator, and for me, what we try and do is to try and analyze what's happening as it happens and try and forecast where the world would be. It's much harder. It's a bit like being a film critic, but you're a part of the movie. But I think if we take a step back, away from the battlefield and try and understand what is going on here on a larger, more global manner, we can see five or six major themes emerging. Number one, for me, the events in the Ukraine have re-emphasized and reinforced a belief I've had for a long time, which is that the world is defined by self-interest. Not having lived through the Second World War, I can now understand, I think many people who are watching the events in the Ukraine can understand, why it took so long for the Allies to get involved to stop Nazi Germany at the time. Now, is Putin like Hitler? We're not going there on that this discussion right now. But how to deal with an authoritarian figure, authoritarian leader, who is a danger to neighboring countries? That's Putin. One of the things that we've seen is the world is defined by self-interest. What do I mean by that is as follows. Look, first of all, take Israel. On the one hand, Israel is positioning itself to be a mediator between Russia and the Ukrainians, and even at the request of Zelensky has offered to have some summit in Jerusalem. That may happen, who knows? Are we actually that important, or is that just me making that one up? The reality, though, is something else. I would argue that Israel's number one interest is self-interest. Israel is very concerned about the involvement of Russia in Syria. It's interesting, the day after Bennett went to see Putin, Israel, according to foreign sources, attacked Hezbollah sites. What's on the in the other oven, on the microwave, while all of this is going on, if you like, in the Ukraine, is this whole story with Iran. Israel needs Russia's support to fly into Syria and attack Hezbollah arms coming from Iran. And more than that, it needs commitment by Russia not to interfere with Israeli flyover or to provide more anti-aircraft weaponry. So Israel is defined by self-interest. What's also interesting is that the United States of America has shown that there are things worse than American power. What we've seen, and this is another theme I would bring out, is when America takes, you know, we get all these crazy people, American imperialism, NATO's, but hold on a second. What we've just seen is there are many things worse than American power. Post-Vietnam, post-Iraq, post-Afghanistan, what we're seeing now is what happens in a world where America will not intervene. Now, again, I throw out the thought as you're driving or doing whatever you're doing whilst listening to this podcast, is there's an interesting dilemma here. Biden very clearly said, we're not gonna see troops on the ground. To do so or to provide a free airspace, you know, to guarantee the airspace of the Ukraine would be World War III. He may be right, I think he is right. But the reality is, when do you start a war? When do you start the Third World War? I mean, don't start it, but hold on, we had that with the Second World War. And at the end of the day, the price was right, the red line was drawn. What is the red line which it would take for America to get involved? Is Poland, Moldova, you name it. But it's interesting also because I think what we're starting to see is not only that the world is defined by self-interest, not only that there are many things worse than American power, but also we're starting to see a resetting of the world order. NATO is starting to be questioned. Now, yes, we know Ukraine wasn't part of NATO. Ukraine wanted to be a part of NATO. Russia saw that as threatening. But there's a bigger issue. What happens if NATO can't be relied on? I remind you that Donald Trump had threatened to take America out of NATO. Why should America pay? The others should pay. All of that argument we heard. What we are seeing is, and I'm not sure whether it's good or bad, but it's worth watching, many voices in Europe calling for an independent European body which would be separate from NATO, which could make decisions to act in a unified manner. That basis of an attack on one is attack on all, but European and not NATO. That could be very interesting. Certainly we're seeing already for the first time since the Second World War, the rise of Germany and its willingness to get involved indirectly in a military action in another country. That can certainly have influences on where Europe plays. Now, there's also, well, if we're talking about this idea of resetting the world order, something else is going on, which I think is remarkably disturbing. If we look, as the sanctions begin to hit Russia, what we are seeing is Russia turning to China. And if we were to put Russia, America, and China as on the top of the ladder, maybe part of the results of this Ukrainian campaign and sanctions on Russia is to force Russia further towards China. A Russian-Chinese alliance is a real challenge to the United States. We're seeing it, just a small example, where the visa companies, et cetera, are pulling out of, the credit card companies are pulling out of Russia. Russia's now using Chinese alternatives. I have to laugh, by the way, with some of these headlines which are coming out. Netflix is now not showing in Russia. McDonald's is pulling out. Russia won't be able to be in the Eurovision Song Contest. Like, come on, really? Where we will see more effective sanctions is the sanctioning of the oligarchs. When we sanction the oligarchs, which is happening, and the money behind Putin, that's when it may start taking effect more and be more effective itself. If we're talking about sanctions, I think there's another point which we should bring up. We said the world is defined by self-interest. We said Israel's Middle East situation is limiting its response. We said there are many things worse than American power. And we talked about the resettling of world order, NATO, Europe, America, China, Russia. I think there's something else which is can be proven, which is that the anti-Semitic critics of Israel don't change. If you're watching on the Twitter zone, now the comparison of Israel's occupation of the West Bank with the occupation of Ukraine, that Israel is like the Ukraine, is like, seriously, is there not an issue that the Palestinians don't jump on their own bandwagon? It's crazy. And I think that in many ways, it undermines much of the case for the Palestinians, case for self, for sovereignty. They undermine in many ways their own argument. Those are just a few thoughts to look out for. World is defined by self-interest. Israel's Middle East situation is limited by its response. American power is not as bad as we think. Resettling of the world order. Israel critics will never change. And perhaps the last most sombering thought is that if there is a war with Iran, what we've seen is no one's going to come to the rescue. Israel will be alone, and sanctions don't work. And I remind you, what you should be looking out for, other than what's happening in the Ukraine, is what's happening in Vienna. This is Neil Lazarus. This is a podcast. I hope you enjoy them. Join me on Twitter on Awesome Seminars, Instagram, Awesome Seminars. And we are running a lot of webinars, particularly to counter the Israel Apartheid Week, with a Palestinian who is against BDS. And we have that in conversation. A lot of things going on, both as seminars and webinars in Israel and abroad. So be in touch via my website, Awesome Seminars, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.